Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3, the game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live, live from the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Studios. So you heard right there in Ian's update that the, you heard in Ian's update that the news of the day, Derrick Henry is leaving the Titans. You know, like, that is the biggest news. Now, we knew yesterday that Derrick Henry was going to be going somewhere else when the Titans signed Tony Pollard. But to see today $9 million guaranteed in the first year to Derrick Henry, it's like, wow, he really is going somewhere else, and he really is going to the Ravens. Now, here's what I've determined. I've determined that Rand Carthon wanted to do this the whole time. He didn't want Derrick Henry anymore. He wanted to move on probably midway through last year. I believe that the Titans decided not to move on from Derrick Henry because they needed leadership. They had a young quarterback. And quite frankly, it wouldn't surprise me if Mike Vrabel said, whoa, how are we supposed to win any football games without Derrick Henry? Which is a fair question. So they ended up not doing it. But I don't think the Titans were ever going to bring Derrick Henry back, especially when Rand said at the combine, well, I talked to Derrick on his way out, and Derrick went right to Taylor Lewan's bus as soon as the season was over and sat down and basically told Titan fans, hey, it's okay. Not everything's made to last forever. It's like, yeah, Derrick Henry is moving on. And I think Derrick Henry probably always wanted to go to the Ravens because he talked on that bus about wanting to go to a team to win a Super Bowl, wanting to go to an AFC team that wanted to trade for him, and which would have been a big headline grabber. And I'm like, Baltimore. He said two teams. I think it was Baltimore and Kansas City. And while I wish Derrick Henry the best, I don't like the Ravens, so I'm not going to root for them. I wonder what this means for him and Lamar. And what I mean by that is Lamar Jackson can't win in the playoffs. That's his problem. Lamar is a two-time league MVP. Lamar's records in the regular season, whether it's the win-loss record, whether it's the total yards and everything else, it is phenomenal. I mean, he wins, he gets to the playoffs, he plays in one of the toughest divisions, he runs, he throws, he everything. And then he gets to the playoffs, where defenses are better, and where he's got to go up against Joe Burrow, or Patrick Mahomes, or Josh Allen. And he loses. And it happens constantly. And I just don't know if Derrick Henry solves the problem for Lamar Jackson. But given the success the Ravens have had and the quality of player Derrick Henry is, this is going to, again, put an insane amount of pressure on Lamar and Derrick Henry to win a championship. So much that I wonder if making this decision for Derrick Henry could cost him the Hall of Fame. Chris Mad Dog Russo came on our show at the Super Bowl, and he said Derrick Henry's a Hall of Famer. Regardless of what happens, if he never plays another down again, he's a Hall of Famer. Now, I've heard PK talk about this. PK votes on the Hall of Fame, and I don't think that PK feels that way. That Derrick Henry is a slam dunk Hall of Famer. If Derrick Henry goes to Baltimore, and they don't win, I wonder if there's going to be this sentiment of, I mean, even with the best quarterback on a team that was the number one seed in the AFC, a team that was right there with Kansas City, Derrick Henry still couldn't get over the hump. He's just not that special. I do wonder if that's something that is about to happen. Because as far as a fit is concerned, I see Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. If it's third down and two, I don't know how you stop that. Because one of those two guys is getting the ball, and you're going to have to sell out and guess one, and if you guess wrong and the other guy gets it, it's probably a touchdown. It's definitely a conversion. The problem is the entire game is not played in third and two. One of the biggest issues that Derrick Henry has had over the years, and we know we've talked about it every day. Some Titans fans have lived in denial about this, but the reality is Derrick Henry can't catch the ball. Yeah, they can throw him a screen pass and he can run with it. And he's done well over the years doing that. But as far as actually catching the ball out of the backfield, Derrick Henry can't do it. On third down and nine, he has to come out of the game. And when you can't catch the ball as a running back, you can't play when your team is down. Well, the Ravens' biggest problem is that they are not a team that is built to be successful when they're behind. Mahomes can be down 20 points and come back in a game. They're prepared to do that. It's harder now without Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins, who was there originally, but he can still do it. Josh Allen can do it, which is why you can never rule Buffalo out of a game. In fact, what really cost Buffalo in the playoffs, I know the kicker missed the kick, but they tried to kill the clock. They didn't want to give the ball back to Mahomes. They wanted to make their field goal and go to overtime. And the only way you're going to beat Mahomes in a situation like that is if you are able to kill the clock, kick the field goal with time expiring, go to overtime, and then win the game. Like, that's the only way that you can, you know, and you get the ball, go down the field, and score a touchdown, and then play some defense. That's the only way you can win. But Buffalo couldn't kill the clock, because while they can pick up 68 yards on one throw like it's nobody's business, they struggle with kind of those crunch time, short yardage plays. Baltimore's problem is they're not built to come back from behind. That if Lamar gets into a shootout, he can't go shot for shot with Joe Burrow. He can't go shot for shot with Patrick Mahomes. We saw that in the AFC Championship game. Derrick Henry's biggest problem is that if you get behind, he doesn't play. So last year, the Ravens paid Gus Edwards almost no money. I mean, almost no money last year. And I think he signed for like $3.5 million with the Chargers. And they were first in rushing, and they were third in yards per attempt. And Derrick is going to do what? Keep them first in rushing? How does adding Derrick Henry, again, whose biggest weakness is he can't play in a shootout, he can't play in a game where you have to come from behind, how does Derrick Henry help the Ravens get over the Kansas City hump? And then, if Derrick Henry loses, how much are people going to point the finger at him? Because he's going to be hailed as the guy who's coming in here to take the Ravens to the promised land. And I don't know the answer to that. I like Derek. I hope things work out for him. I'm not going to root for the Ravens. I'm not going to root for Derrick Henry to fail. I'll promise you that. But I mean, I hope it works out. I hope it's not Eddie George with the Cowboys. That's what I hope. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kyle, I wanted to reset the Derrick Henry news of the day. Kyle is up next here on Stillman & Company. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, Jared. I'm very interested in Buck's interest in Snead. I would still trade, like I said yesterday, the 104 pick, the 38th pick for Kansas City's third, and then give us Snead. That gives us a franchise left tackle, another starting left corner, and a burner receiver in the third round. What's wrong with it?
Well, I think that you've got to remember that you now don't have a second rounder when you do that. So what are you talking about trading your second rounder and your fourth rounder for Snead?
And then receiving a third.
Okay.
Because I don't want to give up the second just for Snead. I want to sweeten it a little bit and give us a third back and move up and get a fourth, move up and get a better receiver.
Okay. So right now, I mean, I don't know what the board will look like in the third round. I don't know. I don't personally, and I appreciate your call, Kyle. Personally, I don't think Kansas City's going to take that because I think they can get a better offer for L'Jarius Sneed. But now you've just taken away, again, another pick that's supposed to be a young player that's supposed to help this team. And I know it's outside of the top 100, but it's not in the seventh round. So you gave away a player in order to draft Will Levis last year. And now you want to give away another player in order to add L'Jarius Sneed to your team, when you could just sign a corner that's out there like Kyle Fuller, you could sign him and you wouldn't have to give up that player or the position of the 38th pick. And I don't know if there will be in that third round, I don't know if there will be a speed receiver. Like at that point, Xavier Leggett will be off the board for sure. Ladd McConkey will be off the board for sure. Xavier Worthy will be off the board for sure. I'm not with that. If you do that, in my opinion, what you're doing is you're prioritizing corner over receiver, and I'm not doing that. Not with a young quarterback. 615-737-1025. Back to your phone, Stillman and Company, 1025-1063 The Game. Let's talk about White Bison. I love White Bison. That's right. It's my local coffee shop, and it should be your local coffee shop as well. Stay swarming.